Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are all very welcome to the Paris Court Townhouse Centre. We are the Sideshow, that is sideshow.com, at Sideshow on Twitter and facebook.com/TheSideshow. Ireland's only full-time garden radio show and award-winning podcast. Hello to our good friends across the water in the UK. It is great to have you listen to us again. We are coming to you live, like I said, as part of the Bloom Fringe Festival. They are bloomfringe.com. Now, that's all the mentions out of the way on today's show. We have a wonderful lady by the name of Tara Maloney in my company. Tara, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon.
Good evening, good afternoon. Thank you.
Are you slightly nervous, Tara?
Just a little, yeah.
Have you ever done a radio interview before?
I have DJed on the radio, but never actually spoken.
DJing is like saying I could sing on Croke Park in front of 50,000 people with Bruce Springsteen if I were Bono, and then you realise you get nervous doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit? You are a little bit nervous. Just to explain to those listening, is that okay? That's allowed. So is this your first full radio interview?
It is, yes.
And instead of just doing it pre-recorded, let's say, me and you sitting down on a park bench where it was nice and quiet, you said, let's do it live.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, that's allowed.
I dived in.
For those who are not aware, your accent is not from Dublin, is it? Where are you originally from?
No, I was born in England, brought up in London. My mum is my Irish connection. She was born and raised in Limerick.
Yep.
Moved over to London during the late 60s, early 70s to find work. Married a hippie, had a child. Hippie went back to Nepal.
And you were obviously that beautiful child. Yeah. That's absolutely fine. What part of London?
Chiswick, West London mainly.
Okay. So
which is the kind of Notting Hill kind of area, if you know what I mean. Shepherd's Bush, Hammersmith.
Yep. Yeah, I left Clonmel and County Tipperary, and I ended up in Clonmel Road, which was slightly different, not as leafy in a sense, down by the Seven Sisters tube station, and probably would have spent a little bit too much of my time up by Cricklewood and the Crown Moor and the Galtymore Dance Hall.
Yeah.
Did you ever go there?
I did not, know. I was probably a little bit more west side than north, northwest side.
There's Declan Nerney fans all over the country raising their eyebrows towards you. You're based in Limerick at this moment in time.
I am. We're just outside Limerick. We're in Newcastle West. We have a small plant nursery at our home, two polytunnels. We grow what I call a cultivated collection of plants, which is plants that are scented or have herbal uses. I have a small garden centre in Newcastle West, which is next to Lidl, if anyone is out there. So we opened about a month ago. I used to have a market stall, but the kind of trucking of plants backwards and forwards in and out of a van became very difficult to keep their kind of quality looking nice. So we found this little spot in Newcastle West, which is part of an old disused coal yard. And we've converted an HGV lorry into our actual shop. So I found a welder who took the front of the lorry off and the wheels off, and we have it up on bricks, as it were, a gravel area, a selection of my plants, and also a nursery down in Kerry in Ballinskellig's, grow bedding plants, which they supply us with.
All right. For those who are not aware, we are obviously live in the Paris Court Townhouse Centre. There's a lot of things happening around us. One of the noises that you may have heard in the background was Tara's very jingly collection of hippie bracelets. These things happen when you're going live. You know, it's all good. It's genuinely all good. Let's go to the point at which we moved from the nursery of doing the things at markets and loading up the boot of the car and then going to opening your own nursery / garden center.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? You're only a month in business, have I got that correct?
No, since we moved here, we were at the markets. I also had a little place in Limerick opposite the Sage Cafe. It was an old laneway, a disused laneway. And we set up a little plant shop in there. I used to work for a place in England called Petersham Nurseries, which is quite famous. It's the place that kind of spawned the whole shabby chic trade, way of decorating and mixing plants with bits and pieces, very similar to Power Score itself. and I decided I wanted to do nursery growing for myself.
Oh, sorry, just to clarify, did you say to me earlier that you the nursery that you now have, that's only set up of recent, is it?
No, we set that up as soon as we moved here, which was 5 years ago.
Okay. So what's the back of the truck thing then? Let's.
That's our actual garden centre. The thing is, our lovely little nursery is so hidden away that if people found their way to it, I don't think they'd ever find their way home again. So we chose a site which has a bit more public visibility.
And how long is that on the go?
A month.
Right, so now I'm back to the month thing. Now I know exactly where I am. We've eventually got there. We did an interview with a lady by the name of Rosemary Hardy. And in fact, it was her husband, Rob Hardy, or was it Rosemary? Rob, in fact. And Rosemary, to put in context, would have won. She's the only person to do so in Chelsea Flower Show. 21 gold medals, solid all the way through. Mm-hmm. When we spoke to Rosemary and Rob in those previous interviews, mm-hmm. the one thing that came out of it was that they started themselves selling plants at market stalls, etc., mm-hmm. etc., and they got to the point where they eventually started their own herbaceous. Again, mm-hmm. we discussed that in better detail, and you can go listen to that if you wish to do so. Keep mm-hmm. on listening here for the moment to Tara. But it kind of takes me to a very, very different place when we say that Tara has started at X a point and is evolving to an entirely different, which is a garden centre. It makes me turn around and say, well, this is possible because I've seen and heard mm-hmm. that you are able to do that. Is mm-hmm. that a fair way to put it?
I would say so. I mean, it's funny, actually, you mentioning starting points. But like most things, there's been a 20-year hard work that leads up to it. Back in the UK, I've worked in retail horticulture for 20 years. I worked for a couple of companies. You might know Wyvale, who are now called the Garden Centre Group. Squire's Garden Centres, which are a small group of independents in the southeast. And I worked my way up from Saturday assistant to plant area manager to regional manager and then plant buyer. Then I worked for Kew Gardens as the plant buyer, and that encompassed a huge range of things, from ordering 25,000 orchids for the Orchid Festival to sourcing a 900-year-old olive tree and getting that imported to the country. So, I've kind of gone upwards, and now I've gone backwards to starting for myself.
This is entirely the story about the gentleman who walks into the pub in Cork and Jimi Hendrix bass player is jamming away in the corner. and normally you would look at that and say, this is just a bass player standing in the corner. And then you realize, well, actually, he has this huge backstory that you never possibly anticipated. Yeah. Is that now a fair way to categorize you?
I would say so, possibly. I'd say the last 20 years don't show.
No, they don't. No, you've got that oil of Yule in your cornflakes kind of a thing going on. All right. Let's sidetrack ever so slightly, as I invariably do anyway. Are you a Hendrix fan?
I would have been in my teenage years, yeah.
You're not anymore? Have you fallen out of love with them?
I suppose I actually don't get that much time to sit and listen to music. I'm in the tunnels or out in the garden centre selling. We would love to have a bit of music on, but we don't have the budget to pay the licence at the moment. We have kind of found little ways around that, which is to use music in our garden centre that's recorded pre-copyright. But then that kind of ties you down to sort of, you know, old skiffle from the 20s and 30s, which is fine for half an hour while you're shopping. But sometimes when you're working with it day after day, it can become a little bit overbearing.
If Foxy Lady came on the radio right now, would you start dancing unintentionally?
I might swing a hip.
Okay, we'll leave it at that then, just for the minute. Every garden centre I know prides itself on a couple of things. Usually it's the plants, it's the coffee shop, or mm-hmm. whether they indirectly achieve that status, they tend to have something that they become essentially renowned for.
Yeah.
You're young in that department, so I maybe won't emphasise too much on that, but feel free to let's call it, big yourself up if you want to do that. Mm. Have you a point where you want to be? I won't call it a business plan, but have you a point where you want to evolve to? Is there something in your heart that says, well, if we don't have this right, then you know, White Dove Nurseries isn't going to achieve in my heart. Mm. It's not going to achieve where I expected it to go.
I think I'm happy to make a living from it. And when I get to the point of making a happy living, I'm happy with that. I think it's part of the anti-commercial sort of side of things. That why should we keep going on and being greedy and grabbing more and putting more in the bank account for it to sit there? I get to the stage where as long as we've got food on the table and fire in the stove and we've had a good week, I'm happy with that.
Well, and I do take your point, and this is not to disagree with you in any way, but I had a conversation with a gentleman recently, and he said to me, you know, about the craft beers. Mm. And he said they're absolutely fine. He said they're new and they're en vogue and they're hip and they're hipstery and they're getting off the ground. And then all of a sudden, he said, you see them stocked in every single supermarket the entire way around the country, and you're kind of going, well, is it still craft beer or is it not? Do you do what you love but remain entirely broke? If I came in the morning and spent £1 million in your garden centre, it would be a very good day.
It would, and I'd buy a lot more polytunnels.
Yeah, okay. You have an involvement in Bloom Fringe, the festival that is taking place at this moment in time, even though this is going to be, this podcast, it will be aired of the future sense. Mm-hmm. And what is your involvement in Bloom Fringe? And for those of you who are not aware, if you are in the future, send us a note at Sodshow on Twitter and we'll happily re-release the photograph of Tara. You are in what I would call scrubs as per the TV show.
Yep.
A nurse's outfit. I thought it was great to see you arrive up here, especially after having the willow weavers, the basket weavers on the show. Why are you in scrubs? Why is there a tomato plant in a Bloom Fringe container? What are you doing for Bloom Fringe weekend?
Well, I'm part of the plant ER, which is the emergency room just next to City Hall. It's a kind of hospital theme. So we have certain departments in the hospital. I'm running the labour ward. So at present we have Mother Earth, our statue outside City Hall, who's been busy all night giving birth to baby plants, which we see here in their little cup. And what we're trying to find is people to adopt our baby plants and take them home. But first of all, they have to worship Mother Earth in some way. So we have a little area for them to give thanks to Mother Earth for the bounty she provides. Then we'll assess their suitability and criteria for the adoption of the tomato. And then we give them some advice on its care and let them go off with it. What we're also trying to promote as well is kind of a message that came through Ron's film from last night, which is gardening doesn't have to be expensive. Gardening doesn't have, you don't have to enter the commercial realm to do it. All you need is a seed, some water, and some earth. The other thing we're trying to sort of say is when you grow this plant and take it home, the mushy ones that fall off, perhaps, the ones that get blossom end rot, squish them out between the kitchen paper, dry the seeds, keep the seeds for the next year, and pass them on to your friends. So, in a way, we've kind of tried to start a little organic biodynamic network today that's going to go off and procreate through Dublin for the next few years.
This is for, and I should double underline this, for literally 1 week and only.
One day, yep. We're heading back to Limerick tonight, so.
We'll get to the back to Limerick bit in just a second. As part of that, you have a good friend of mine, Niamh Arters, who I roped in, introduced her to the Bloom Fringe girls and knew that she was going to sail off into the sunset with them. Mm. We're back to that mafioso thing all over again. You also have Angie Mack, another good friend of mine from Temple Street Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
What is the energy and the buzz like that? Have you got grown men coming up going, what is happening here? Because you mentioned labour ward and plants in the same sentence. I probably shouldn't lean there, mainly because I probably just shouldn't go there at all. But what's the buzz like around what was, let's say, up until 48 hours ago, a very grey space in the middle of Dublin city centre? Now it's got a Love Shack-esque Temple Street caravan on it, and it's got you dressed in nurse's scrubs, and is there a big buzz, good buzz, young people?
From the moment they put a bit of AstroTurf down on those kind of horrible concrete squares, it began. And it was kind of, it showed that when you immediately soften an environment with plants, it attracts people straight away. So the squares of AstroTurf went down. Immediately people sat on those cold, horrible concrete plinths. So it's become very much like a hospital. There's the waiting area with people kind of, you know, smoking cigarettes and on their phones. There's people, I think the nurse's outfit is actually leading to the question, what are you doing here and shouldn't you be at work? And can we donate money to the hospital? So under duress, sort of sending them over to the caravan so that they can donate their money. So I suppose the outfit itself has become a conversation opener. Perhaps I might wear it out more often.
There's very few men in Ireland who would. I probably shouldn't go there either. Okay.
But let's say this is one of the gender inspecific outfits. It's not the kind of nurse's outfit of the Carry On films.
I didn't raise that as a question, but it's been answered nonetheless. Yeah, this is a daytime radio show. Moving slightly onwards, did you leave Limerick this morning and drive?
No, we came up last night to watch the Ron's film.
Yep.
And to have a girls' night out. I brought a lady with me called Sinead Maloney, no relation, but we just kind of met by chance at the meeting of Limerick Garden Plants Group, which is a kind of monthly meeting of people in Limerick who love plants, basically. I gave a talk for them a couple of months ago on scented plants and how to design with scent in your garden. Because when you look at scent in a garden, you're working in a different way than with colour. We often sort of, you know, look at colour and say, look at colour and sort of remember things from the past. You took a colour. No, I've got that the wrong way around. When we garden with scent, we're gardening with our emotion rather than our memory. We remember colours, but we remember scents in a more Neanderthal way. So it's kind of going back to old ways and mixing plants as well is quite difficult because obviously when plants smell, it's not for our benefit. It's not for us to go, oh, what a lovely rose. It's for the bees and butterflies to pollinate. So some plants only smell for an hour in the afternoon and some smell for maybe 3 or 4 hours. So again, it's about how to combine and put the right plants in the right place so that you're going to smell them in the right time. Also, plant smells differ as they age. Some plants smell great when they first come into bloom, and then as the flower ages, the oils kind of degrade in it, and it becomes a bit musky. So what we do is sort out a classification system for scents based on how you would rate perfume. So you have spicy-smelling plants or floral-smelling plants, but you don't often put those two together because they kind of clash in the scent world. So it's informing people how to use scent as you would use colour. I think I've got there in the end.
I think you've got there just about in the end. So the conversation that took place from a lady from living in Limerick, it's about a 3-hour commute, is it? 3.5 hour?
Yeah, I suppose if you're applying the speed limits, it should be 4.
Well, we'll assume for radio's sake that you are. And that you always do, of course. You never break the law. No, I'm joking. Let's not go there either. You will finish up this evening at, let's call it, 6 o'clock. You won't be home till, let's call it, 10 o'clock by the time you leave Dublin City Centre.
Mm-hmm.
But why do this? Why get involved? Why? What's in it at all, if anything?
I guess mentioning Sinead again, we knew we'd get a kind of girls' weekend out of it, if you know what I mean. We came and saw a great film, had a nice meal out last night. And we get to speak to the public about plants, which is what we do all day. We do it for ourselves and we're loving it. It's great to sort of bring what we're doing in Limerick over to Dublin as well. It would be great if actually the west side of Ireland had a similar garden festival to show all the beauty and work that goes on over that side. So we hope we're kind of representing a few Limerick people today and bringing sort of the Limerick side over into bloom. We actually have Mary Conroy as well, who's a local Limerick artist down in the square, who's doing the coffee cup garden. So she's someone we know sort of quite well. So it was great to have her here as well.
You've seen Bloom Fringe, so I'll go back to previous interviews that we did when I was down with Clare Garden Festival. Mm-hmm. I would have spoke to Gary Graham, another former guest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the whole impact that Bloom has had on Big Bloom and the Big Park has had on, as organised by Bord Bia, how its involvement in GIY, its involvement in Clare Garden Festival, the knock-on effect of having a stalwart, of having an electric picnic or having a Woodstock, and then seeing the spin-offs, kind of the mushroom effect, they almost kind of pop up. We've got the London Fringe, where myself and Brian Green were over there, and we were at Chelsea, and we're coming through, heading towards Victoria Station, and the city is just inspired, and it's like a cross between a Mardi Gras and a floral festival, but out on the streets, and it's that city gritty thing all over again. You're talking about taking, maybe, is it, have I got that right, of taking a Bloom Fringe more so than a without being disrespectful in any way, but let's say as versus a Clare Garden Festival in a venue, are you talking about maybe taking like a Fringe Festival type esque thing to Limerick?
I think what attracts me about the kind of fringe side of the festival is that it's not so commercial. It's not pushing a product or a garden or a style or a person. There's more a vein of what is gardening and what is this about. It's more emotional side of gardening and less of the kind of commercial plonking product in front of people and, you know. So I think that it's the shabby chic side of it that I enjoy, if you know what I mean.
Let's go to Limerick and where you are at this moment. Is it a place that Dublin, maybe like Dublin, like London, like Lisbon, like Berlin, like anywhere? Is it a place that maybe needs that little bit of oomph?
It certainly does. I mean, there was so much resonance from the film last night to the inner cities of Limerick. That you just want to go home and start the same thing immediately. I think the thing I've learned in my 20 years with gardening and working with lots of different people with lots of different abilities is that it becomes one within you. It becomes addictive. It becomes a reason to think outside yourself. And I often say to kind of friends of mine with children who want pets, don't get them a pet, get them a plant first. And if they can thrive with the plant, then they can have the pet. It's a similar sort of feeling.
Are you now at a point where, and there's two ways of saying this, I know that I would love to play football for Arsenal FC. It's never going to happen, let's be quite frank about that. Number one, because I was a hurling kind of a fella. Number two, that I was just terrible at playing football in the first place, most likely. And also now I'm a little bit probably on in my years in that department anyway. But in your case, is it that I would love to do something in Limerick? If anybody's listening to this and want to get involved, please get in touch. Or is it a case of that I would love to, but it's probably not going to happen, Peter?
I've kind of pushed a few avenues myself before, but I end up getting to a space where just no one answers. And it's kind of once you get to the kind of the council level of things that things just stop. No one answers your calls. No one returns your emails. The City of Culture that occurred in Limerick in 2015 was a massive thing for the city. And one of the kind of gold spots that it left behind was the Thomas Street Biodiversity Garden, which was just a probably 25 square metre area of brick dust, which was turned into a wildlife garden, a bee garden for the festival. After the festival, the doors were locked, and it's still there. It's still beautiful because it was all sown with annual flower seeds. And now it's behind a closed door.
Right, so here it is. We now have it out on, let's call it, airwaves. We have it out in podcast. If you want to get in touch, if you want to make a little bit of a difference, my apologies, if you want to make a bit of a change, if you want to see it happen in Limerick in 2017, it's not that far away when you logically think about this. At least it won't be by the time you actually hear this in podcast. Here's what you do. At Sodshow on Twitter, we will put you in touch with the girls from Bloom Fringe. We will also put you in touch with Tara Maloney of White Dove Nurseries. You have a Twitter account, Tara.
I do.
Yeah, call it out to me there.
Is White Dove LMK?
Right, that's LMK is obviously for Limerick. So at White Dove LMK. Do me two things. If you're abroad and you're in the UK and you're listening to this, send Tara a note saying, hey, listen, don't lose the faith. Number two, if you're in Limerick and you're part of the city and you reckon you can make that change happen, go ahead, get involved. And number three, if you've got that wee little street, that wee little shop front, and you just want to change outside your little bit of a postage stamp, the knock-on effect, would you agree, Tara, having seen it happen in Dublin, it's almost like a domino. If the guy on the left does it and the guy on the right does it, and you're piggy in the middle and you haven't done anything, you kind of have to do it. Otherwise,
you develop
an inferiority complex. Mm. And now you've got three shops involved.
Yeah.
And that's your change.
It's kind of proof is the pudding. When I first opened the shop in the lane in Limerick, on my first day, I was so pleased that I was there, and I threw out about 30 crates of plants into the street, scaffold planks, made it look like a little garden, and all the shops next door were like, are you mad? That's all going to be stolen by the end of the day. And I was like, well, I'm going to be out here. We'll see what happens. As it happened, the kind of criminal element never noticed the plants and they weren't stolen. But what did happen was all of a sudden people were drawn to that part of the street, sat down, had coffee. The two shops either side approached me and said, would you do our window boxes? The hotel in Limerick then approached me and said, would you come and do workshops? So just by kind of plonking it out there on the street, it attracted things. It became a hubris. And I often go back into the city now, and it's still carrying on. You know, nearly every shop now has at least a hanging basket, or there's a great charity shop called Adapt, which is down by Hook and Ladder. And it's just a charity shop with secondhand clothes, but they have buckets of flowers and bits and pieces outside. And it's starting to look like a flowery city now, which is great for Limerick, which can seem a bit austere. It's that Georgian architecture is very kind of austere and blank. So I like to think I threw a bit of softening the edge out there.
I think it's just anybody who makes buildings. I've got an older brother, a civil engineer, and a best friend, a civil engineer. And I think they just wear grey jumpers that are symmetrical for the crack.
I think they do. I mean, coming from London, it's amazing. And I see it starting to happen here, and it kills my heart when I start to see spikes going on the windowsills of shops. It's another thing that Ron mentioned last night, that there's someone sitting there going, why are people sitting on that windowsill? How can we make it difficult for them? And again, it's like, where has the world got to when there are people sitting in an office thinking about that kind of thing?
Well, hey, listen, we only deal with positives on the Sod Show here. Look, let's bring it back to this one. If people want to go out, see your garden centre, mm-hmm. this new beau, this new baby that you have,
yep.
What town are you in Limerick?
We are in Newcastle West. We are right next door to Lidl. A lot of people said, you know, the competition, how will you survive? And I said, well, if you're opening a shop and you can't deal with competition, perhaps you shouldn't open a shop.
Hey, there's a lot to be said for a better hug. And if you go to White Dove Nurseries, you'll get that. You'll get a handshake. You'll be able to sit outside, surrounded by the plants, the everything. It's, you know, it feels good and it sounds good. Bring your car with you, turn the stereo up a little bit louder and make sure there's a little bit of James Brown playing in the background. In the meantime, Tara Maloney of White Dove Nurseries Limerick, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.